Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's my honor, real honor, and privilege to endorse Mitt Romney. Mitt is tough, he's smart, he's sharp. He's not going to allow bad things to continue to happen to this country that we all love. So, Governor Romney, go out and get him. You can do it.
Wow. This is a surprise. Different sources, what is it, different strokes for different folks, different sources had different stories yesterday. But Donald Trump surprised a lot of people when he appeared to give his endorsement to Mitt Romney in Las Vegas, even though a lot of people had said earlier in the day, there was a quote even from him suggesting he would support Newt Gingrich. So, what do you know? Here we are. Looking at the number one story this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, a review of the hot hits, the top 10. We're going to go through them from number one to number 10, giving more time to those things which seem to have piqued your interest, and certainly the story of Mitt Romney versus Newt Gingrich in the 2012 GOP race. The number one is that. Number two is the race itself. Doug Steffen here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. We are focused on the week which ends Friday, February 3rd. So, let me run down the top 10. Let's see. The death of Soul Train creator Don Cornelius, number 10. All the hype about the Super Bowl, number 9. The Fast and Furious hearings with Eric Holder on the hot seat, number 8. Number 7, the Keystone Pipeline. Number 6, the end of the combat in Afghanistan. Iran and what they're trying to do, number 5. Euro economic situation, number 4. The Facebook IPO, number 3. Number 2, what the Republicans are trying to do or who they're trying to find or how it's going to work, yada, yada. And the Romney-Gingrich thing is number 1. So, the hosts, again, talking about Donald Trump endorsing Newt Gingrich. Here's an example of that with talk host Dave Cohen.
Donald Trump promises a major announcement today in a news release. He says he'll do it at the Trump International Hotel and Tower in Las Vegas, and it will, quote, pertain to the presidential race. It's expected he's going to endorse Newt Gingrich in the GOP primary. Do you care who Donald Trump endorses? Do you care who anybody endorses? And why? Is Donald Trump a politician? Is he a businessman? Is he a TV star? Is he all of the above? And does his endorsement matter? Some say it's going to carry a lot of weight and could help Newt with a comeback. Others say it doesn't matter what Trump has to say.
Well, let's see. You'll have an opportunity to comment on any of these stories, though. Quickly, we move through the top 10. So 800-510-8255 ought to be in the back of your mind. You can send email to me, Doug, at DougSteffen.com, or follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Here are our hosts, Jay Morris, Jim McKinney, and Sean Patrick, talking about everybody expecting Trump to endorse Gingrich.
Every media report said it was going to be Gingrich. All the news shows this morning said it was going to be Gingrich.
Oh, come on.
Gingrich's people said it was going to be Gingrich.
Gingrich doesn't have enough money for Trump's endorsement.
All I know is, I believe Donald Trump kept saying for months, oh, there's nobody in this race that can actually do what needs to be done. There's no one in this race that actually, what is going on?
Well, I'm sure.
What happened?
Trump is posturing himself to become the next head of the Securities and Exchange Commission.
Ugh.
That or the head of the Fed.
I think he was enamored. I think he was enamored by Mitt Romney's singing. That's all I'm saying.
He's enamored by Mitt Romney's tax return.
Maybe that was it. Welcome, you're part of the club.
Maybe he's enamored with Mitt Romney's hair. But
well, hair to hair, I think Mitt's got, well, I think
Mitt's got him outnumbered.
I think
least.
He does, yeah. I'm trying to figure out, is Mitt's is just colored. It's real. I question, and I've always questioned Trump.
Just goes to show money can't buy everything.
A lot of hair gel, though.
A lot of hair gel and a lot of hair dye, I think.
Maybe it's seeping in.
All right, so it's official.
So it's official.
So he
Trump is
once again
Trump is trumping Gingrich and saying Romney's the guy.
What's in front of me?
So there you get the general tone of things, and some of the foolish banter back and forth. 800-510-8255. So the media, news media says one thing, and Donald Trump says something else. So what else is new? The talk radio review of the GOP race, all of the contenders. I said this earlier in the week, and I think it is interesting to see the relationship developing, and it has been developing over the past 4 or 5 years, actually, between Ron Paul and Mitt Romney. See, there's something smart going on there. Romney and his people know that in terms of the younger voters, Ron Paul holds the cards. So you want to bring that group in, you want to be successful, that's the way you do it. 800-510-8255. So the Florida primary was held this past week, and we'll spend some time focused on that in just a moment here on the Countdown.
My game plan for big game entertaining? Sam's Club.
Member Casey Harrison.
We save on all the snacks, all the drinks, even a sharp 60-inch LED TV. So on game day, the best seats in the house are gonna be in my house.
Not a member? Start your new Sam's Club Plus membership now through February 5th and score extra points with a $20 gift card. Then make saving part of your game plan all year long.
Great prices, great selection, great party. In my book, that's a win-win-win.
Sam's Club. Savings made simple.
The war had been gone for 2 years, and I got the calling. I got the calling to join the service and support the boys over there.
Thousands of American troops have come home from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, suffering the effects of post-traumatic stress and traumatic brain injuries.
I never thought that I would have PTSD. I thought that I had enough coping skills.
I don't think anybody who goes into combat could ever honestly say that they're not different when they come home.
What you take as a simple thing is not so simple for me anymore.
I'm going to have my good days and my bad days, and I really don't like those bad days.
I would say to those people that are out there, don't brush this aside and don't count us out.
Help the USO support these troops and their families. Hear more of their stories at usoinvisiblewounds.org. The wounds are invisible. The stories are real.
Every second, someone turns to OnStar for help.
OnStar Emergency, this is Judy.
Hi, I just had an accident.
Are you injured?
I think I'm okay. I'm just scared. I'm pregnant. I'm 8 months.
Okay, I have you on Kel Lane and Nell. I'm going to get the 911 centers on the line.
911.
My name is Judy with OnStar. Going to need police and medical. My subscriber's been involved in an accident.
I'll get help out to you.
I should call my husband. I can't find my cell phone.
Do you want me to call him for you?
Will you please?
Now you can add this kind of protection to your car with new OnStar FMV.
Hello, is this Eddie?
Yeah.
It's Judy with OnStar. I'm going to bring you on to speak with your wife.
I just had an accident. It was a bad hit.
Are you okay?
I'm too scared.
Baby, I'm on my way.
OnStar is built into most new Chevy, Buick, GMC, and Cadillac models. And now, you can even add it to your car with new OnStar FMV. Visit OnStar.com for FMV retailers, availability, system limitations, and details.
Chapstick asks, where do lost chapsticks go?
Hi, I'm Rick, and I lose my cherry chapstick a lot. The first 26 times I lost it, I found it laid in my back right pocket. And I'm a lefty, but this time, it's gone, man. And my chapstick has always been there for me. Like that one crazy cold winter, chapstick was my best friend. So if you see it, wait, is this it?
Do you know where your lost chapstick is? Have your say at facebook.com/chapstick. And try new Chapstick Lip Shield 365 with SPF 50 for all-season protection. Ultra-moisturizing for softer, healthier lips.
800-510-8255 connects you to the Talk Radio Countdown Show if you'd like to call as we go through the hot stories, the big topics of the week. The number two item has to do with the results from this week's Florida primary. Here are our hosts, Donna and Rick Martinez, talking about the fact that it's time to accept Mitt Romney, I guess, is basically their drive here.
A 14-point win for Mitt Romney. So I don't care who you support, whether you're a Romney person, a Gingrich person, a Santorum person, or one of those very committed Ron Paul people, you've got to admit it was indeed a wipeout. And it was fascinating to look at the exit polls, Rick. And there are a couple of rays of hope for the Newt Gingrich supporters. But I got to tell you, Mitt Romney, the exit polls show, he is indeed bringing in more and more of the people in the Republican primary electorate who have had questions about him. Now, Newt Gingrich did indeed win people who self-described as very conservative.
Yeah.
Gingrich won them by, he took 41% of that group, Romney only 30. But when you look at people who just say they are conservative in general, not very conservative, Mitt Romney won those people. Is it over? Or is it still a fight? Newt Gingrich says 46 states to go. That's his new battle cry. Fine. In the meantime, is Rick Santorum the sleeper in this race?
Well, if I was Rick Santorum, who I like.
Yeah, I like
him
too.
Way back when, I said, you know what, this guy's a lot smarter than a lot of people think, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I'm a Rick Santorum guy, but Rick Santorum would probably be wiser to be, you know, in essence, campaigning for vice president or possibly a cabinet position, because this race is over. Now, Mitt Romney can say, or not Mitt Romney, Newt Gingrich can say, we've got 46 more states to go. Well, then fine. Then he can lose 46 more times, you know. And Ron Paul is being somewhat smart by going to caucus states. But what does that tell you? If you can't win a primary, you are not going to be the GOP nominee. And if you are a Republican fan, then you might be thinking, you know, this could be good, because unlike Iowa, which is not representative of the United States, unlike New Hampshire, which basically, you know, claims Mitt Romney almost as a favorite son, and unlike South Carolina, which, let's face it, folks, it's South Carolina, Florida is more representative of the United States. And if Mitt Romney, in essence, creamed Newt Gingrich and did well.
All right. So here's another host named Robert Reese talking to an analyst named Andrew Matthews about Florida Senator Marco Rubio's comments.
Mitt Romney got more votes than Rick Santorum and Newt Gingrich combined.
Which is a good sign for him.
It's a good sign.
Except he's still under 50%, which, yeah, the Republicans still need to be a little concerned about that, I think.
Well, they're still splitting the vote, for sure.
Yeah.
There's nobody.
Yeah, they're splitting that vote a little more than they would want to. You got to wonder, how long do four candidates stay in it? If four candidates continue to stay in it, then, you know, those numbers are, it's going to be hard to eclipse 50% with those four candidates.
Well, let me ask you this. Marco Rubio, from, you know, Tea Party favorite, right, conservative down there in Florida, he never really fully endorsed Mitt Romney, but he sure came to his defense a lot when he was down there.
Yes, he did.
Kind of like Sarah Palin's not endorsed Newt Gingrich, but
right,
he's definitely come to his defense a lot. Well, he said yesterday that the Florida, whoever wins the Florida primary is going to be the president, and
yep,
so that kind of like another little boost to Mitt Romney. But then he said yesterday that he feels like it's time for us to coalesce around a candidate so we can start going after Obama, because the longer this takes, the less time that we have to go after Obama. What do you think about that?
There's two schools of thought there, and really, I mean, that makes sense to a degree, right?
Mm-hmm.
That you're just going to continue to beat up on each other. You're going to spend more money trying to get a candidate to go against Obama. But the other side of this is you can look at how President Obama became president, and he had a long, drawn-out primary process,
mm-hmm,
which some people and most analysts would agree, it actually strengthened him as a candidate. You know, he got better in debates. He was able to raise more money. He built a better field organization, so that when November rolled around, he had a better opportunity to kind of have that organization in place that could roll right into the November election against McCain.
Yeah.
So there is an argument to be made that a longer out primary can serve you better in building that organization. But the way that this Republican primary has gone so far.
But you also said, as you're in the race, you're continuing to raise the money. But one argument that was made yesterday, I think, by a pundit, in response to,
sure,
Rubio's comments, was if everybody coalesces around one guy and they go, okay, this is the nominee, then that means all the money that's being raised right now will go to that nominee. Whereas right now, the money that's being raised goes to Newt, a little bit goes to Santorum, a little bit goes to this guy.
I don't know if that's true, because, I mean, here's the thing, right? There are those Republicans who do not like Mitt Romney.
Mm-hmm.
Plain and simple, they don't like him.
Front running polls show Romney is way ahead in Nevada, Michigan, and Arizona. Maybe those guys are right. It's over. You think it is? 21 after y'all.
Have you ever seen a U.S. postage stamp featuring Abraham Lincoln, Ben Franklin, or George Washington? If you're into stamp collecting, you know it's a fun, affordable hobby. America's leading stamp dealer is the Mystic Stamp Company, and they want you to have their free 140-page color catalog. Go to mysticstampad.com, the website of the Mystic Stamp Company, serving stamp collectors since 1923. Mystic Stamp is well known in the industry for its experience, superior customer service, and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Go to mysticstampad.com to request your free 140-page U.S. stamp color catalog packed with collecting tips, special offers, color photos, and over 4,600 available stamps. Call 800-433-7811 or go to mysticstampad.com. That's 800-433-7811 and ask for your free U.S. stamp catalog or mysticstampad.com. Mystic Stamp Company, America's leading stamp dealer.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talker charts for the week of January 30th to February 3rd. The stories, and we're working our way from number 1 to number 10 in this hour. At number 3, the Facebook IPO. Here's host Bud Kranz with Suzanne McGee from Fiscal Times about how Facebook intends to make money for their investors.
I'm trying to figure out with the company now going public, you can be a real owner of Facebook. Isn't the question, how do they make money in a different or more efficient way than they're already making it with advertising and all the information that they have gleaned, all the personal information that they own? Isn't that what an investor has to ask themselves before they put their money down and go with a FB? I think that's supposed to be their stock symbol.
That is indeed the big question out there. Facebook's going public at a later stage than a lot of other internet companies. If you think back to the late 90s, some of those companies that went public were only a couple of years old. eBay, I think, was all of 3 when it went public and had that massive first day pop in the trading of its stock that caused it to nearly triple on its first day.
Wow.
Google has done pretty well for itself since it went public. It was, I think, 5 years old or maybe 6 when it went public. But it's been now 8 years since Facebook was launched. It's pretty well established in the United States. There's still some growth ahead in terms of getting people to sign up for pages in countries like China and Japan. But the real question, as you noted, is, you know, how do they make money? And they make money from advertising. But this isn't as straightforward as it was for Google. Everyone knew that how Google was going to make their money. Facebook users tend to get a little uneasy. I don't know about you guys. I look at my Facebook page, and I'm being offered everything from dating sites to the Kindle book of the day. That stuff I always want to see first thing when I check my Facebook.
Yeah, I mean, I aggressively ignore pitches at Facebook, because I go on there for a reason. I go on there to post stuff and to interact with other people. I'm not there to look for commercial opportunities, but then maybe that's just me.
But then when you don't click on those things, that's revenue that's potentially lost to Facebook. And one of the interesting things when they do file for their IPO is that is to see how many people actually do click and follow through. What do those numbers look like? And I know a lot of people who are considering investing in the stock really want to dig in more aggressively into some of those numbers.
All right, so you want to buy into the Facebook IPO and become a billionaire? Good luck. Number four, the economic situation in Europe. From our Countdown affiliate, WDEL, host Alan Laudell talks to Paul Skobelson about the latest European Union meetings.
European Union leaders meeting in Brussels have tried to deal with jobs and economic growth, and of course, European success or failure ultimately affects our economy. 25 of 27 member nations agreed to an arrangement to more closely coordinate budget policy across borders in Europe. Do the Europeans handle their troubles effectively or just somewhere in between?
I guess somewhere in between. I mean, this sort of fiscal compact, as this new treaty is called, with the 25 member states, as you said, it's something that they hope will work in the longer run, and they hope that they'll somehow gain the trust of the market by this, by saying, you know, we're going to stick to very strict rules, and we're not going to run very big deficits. I mean, they're going down in what they call the structural deficits to 0.5%. I mean, that's basically nothing. They're actually balancing their budgets. But in the shorter run, they didn't do anything about Greece. They didn't do anything about Portugal, which looks like it could default and go as the way of Greece as well. And you mentioned unemployment. I mean, they came out with some kind of growth paper, but, you know, it's easy to say we want growth. I mean, who's against it?
Listeners are discovering a simple way to earn money. We're talking quit your nowhere job and work from home type of money. IncomeAtHome31.com has come to us for listeners who want to work from home. Listen to this.
I have to tell you, it's the best decision that I ever made because we replaced my income and my husband's income. This business has allowed us to quit our jobs and we're both at home full time and loving it. Best decision I ever made.
Listeners, IncomeAtHome31.com is A-plus rated for their business ethics. They're affiliated with a multi-billion dollar company and they do business in over 75 countries. No selling soap, no pressure, no cold calling. They bring money-making opportunities to your computer, either full or part-time. If you're ready to make a change and start earning money from home, go to IncomeAtHome31.com now. They're even giving away $1,000 to someone just for checking them out. Visit IncomeAtHome31.com. IncomeAtHome31.com. That's IncomeAtHome31.com.
Hey there, you've reached Claire. Leave me a message.
Claire, it's Ann. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all-natural one. Ambrin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambrin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambrin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Ambrin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Ambrin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply. Free. Call 1-800-654-6449. That's 1-800-654-6449. 1-800-654-6449.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopia Cornucopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Emergency preparedness plans must include a fast way to start a fire. Fire up instantly with the revolutionary Quick Stove, a compact, lightweight, portable stove that's ready for cooking in less than 1 minute. Quick Stove, the safe, non-explosive fuel source that is an emergency preparedness essential. Quick Stove comes with four waterproof fuel cells that ignite in seconds, burn for up to 90 minutes each, can be lit and relit, and be stored indefinitely. At up to 18,000 BTUs, Quick Stove is ready to boil water in less than 5 minutes and burns hotter than most outdoor stoves. Now, the best part. Quick Stove starts at only $34.99 and comes with a 100% satisfaction or your money back guarantee. Order today at quickstove.com or call 801-784-0225. That's 801-784-0225 or go to quickstove.com. Click on the discounts tab for multi-unit savings. Quick Stove, quite possibly the world's fastest outdoor fire.
Has the United States been discovered in the Bible?
Where does Islam fit in Bible prophecy?
Is the new world order world government?
These and other crucial end time questions are answered in the new DVD package, Understanding the End Time, from End Time Ministries. Jesus Christ said, "I tell you these things before they come to pass, so that when they do come to pass, you might believe." After you watch this 14-lesson DVD series, Understanding the End Time, you'll know more about Bible prophecy than the average seminary graduate. This DVD package normally sells for $280, but now is only $199. Order Understanding the End Time DVD package at endtime.com today for only $199 or call 1-800-END-TIME. That's 1-800-363-8463. 1-800-363-8463 or endtime.com.
Overviewing the hot hits of the week from number 1 to number 10, the week of January 30th to February 3rd. So we're having spent this time going from 1, the Romney-Gingrich situation, number 2, the overall GOP race, number 3, what we've got going on in terms of Facebook and their IPO, the Eurozone money situation is number 4. So we're at number 5, and that's Iran. From Fox, Jenna Lee talks to Senator Joe Lieberman about how serious he thinks the threats are from Iran.
As we wait for whatever may come of Iran and their nuclear program, should we be more aggressive?
Well, we're being more aggressive, but this, with all the problems in the world and all the threats to America, to me, this is the most serious threat to our American security and world security. If Iran gets a nuclear weapon, the safety of every American and just about every other person on the planet is going to be compromised. I think the best thing we've got going for us now is the economic sanctions. The president has been given new authority by Congress to sanction the Central Bank of Iran, which basically will say to anybody in the world, you want to do business by buying oil through the Central Bank of Iran, you're not going to do business in the United States. And I think they're going to choose the U.S. over Iran, and that's going to really force the Iranians to make a tough decision. But we've got to be very clear, as I think Secretary Panetta was, that if they don't respond in Tehran to these economic and diplomatic initiatives, then we're going to have to use military force to disable their nuclear facilities because they're that much of a threat to us.
And Senator Lieberman, as chairman of the Senate Homeland Security Committee, I'm just curious on this next question. We've talked a lot about different timelines, how far Iran is to reaching that capability, that nuclear capability. Sometimes I hear 6 months, sometimes I hear a year, 2 years, or 5 years. How good is our intelligence when it comes to that timeline?
Well, our intelligence is good, but it's not perfect. But we know a couple of things here. One is that notwithstanding all of the economic and diplomatic pressure we put on Iran, and I think it's hurt them, it hasn't slowed up their nuclear weapons development program one bit. So we got to be really honest about that. The second is the various estimates, 6 months, a year. All I can tell you is that they get closer to it every day. And the important thing to say is that whether it's a year or a year and a half or 2 years, in the end doesn't matter. What we know is that they're pushing as rapidly as they can to get nuclear capability, and they're putting their centrifuges and all the rest of their program more deeply underground, and they're spreading it out. So with every passing day, we get closer to a time when it's going to be very hard and ultimately impossible to stop this program. So that's why the clock is ticking, and it's an ominous clock, and the Iranians have to know how seriously we and the rest of the world take what they're doing.
There's Senator Lieberman talking about the threat from Iran, which is number five this week on the countdown. Number six, moving over to another problem that we've had, Afghanistan. Here's host Jimmy Barrett with Lieutenant General Tom McInerney about Defense Secretary Panetta's announcement, we will be ending combat operations over in Afghanistan.
I've talked to you enough times to know, sir, that you generally don't like it when there's an announcement that's made well in advance of something we intend to do militarily.
Well, that's exactly correct. And the other thing I don't particularly like is when it's done in advance of a presidential election. And so you put those two together, and it doesn't sound like a sound strategy. And that's exactly what it is. It is not sound strategy to say when we want to stop combat operations. And it just so happens that it's going to be before a presidential election. So this administration is trying to capitalize on that as they go into that election. Not sound strategy, Jimmy.
The other thing that strikes me about this is we're supposedly going to or in the process of negotiating, I'll put that one in quotes, with the Taliban. We have now clearly told them when we intend to be out of there from a combat standpoint. And what would be in it for the Taliban at this point to bother to negotiate when you know that we're pretty much leaving early next year?
Nothing. Absolutely nothing. So that's the rationale behind why would we announce when we're leaving. It never had any merit. It still doesn't have any merit, except it's politically driven for the consumption of the American people.
Now, in the case of, from a practical standpoint, of Afghanistan and the training that has occurred there and their ability to prevent the Taliban from gaining another foothold, are they in a position, have we been there long enough now to train them well enough where they're in a position to protect themselves?
Well, I don't think they are, Jimmy. And here's our problem. The Taliban are just a surrogate for the Pakistani ISI. This problem is all driven by the Pakistani intelligence service. And I'm flat going to say, which may startle some of our listeners, the war, we're probably fighting the wrong people. It's not in Afghanistan. It's the ISI in Pakistan. Not the Pakistani people, but the ISI in Pakistan. They're the ones that are arming, supporting, and funding the Taliban, along with other radical Islamist groups. And until we acknowledge that and go directly to the Pakistani leadership, which we have tried, by the way, I'm not saying we haven't tried, but until we start doing things that have an impact on Pakistan in an adverse way, so they know that we will not tolerate this proxy war that they have initiated against Afghanistan, then we're going to be fighting this war till kingdom come.
800-510-8255. So Afghanistan combat ops ending is number six. Number seven, the Keystone Pipeline controversy. Here's host Bill Cunningham with the University of Cincinnati geology professor Atil Kilanik, who believes the pipeline's a good idea.
Tell me your essential point about the Keystone Pipeline from Canada to Texas and why it's a good idea geologically.
Basically, we really need oil. But we need oil coming from economically and politically stable countries as opposed to Venezuela or some of the Middle Eastern countries. Canada has supplied most of our oil so far, and they have huge oil reserves. And if they do not buy the oil from Canada, I'm sure they will build a pipeline and sell it to China. So it's in our best interest to buy the oil from Canada. And since we have the distribution lines in the south, if they can bring it to the South, then they can easily distribute it any part of the United States.
And Professor Killink, according to the environmentalists on the left, they
yes.
say because of the water aquifer, which is the pool of water beneath the grade of the earth, that there is a great likelihood or nearly a certainty that if there's a leak of some type in this pipeline, it could affect the aquifer. Now, I have subspecialties myself in the fluvial processes of geomorphology.
Yes.
And I think, of course, there's a risk. Of course there is. There's always a risk of doing certain things. But there's
sure.
a risk when you take a bicycle ride. There's a risk when you get in a car. There's a risk when you get into a plane. There's a risk when you ride a train. There's always a risk in life of being hit in the head with a meteor. There is a risk in life. But from your perspective, what is the risk of the Keystone Pipeline polluting the groundwater in Nebraska or Ohio or anywhere?
Yeah, I don't think the risk is very great. However, Canadians are willing to reroute it. There is a huge groundwater reservoir from Nebraska to Texas, and environmentalists are concerned if there is a leak, which is kind of unlikely in this day and age, but if there is a leak, it will contaminate the groundwater. However, Canadians are willing to reroute it to go around the groundwater reservoir areas so that there will be no problem.
No problem. This seems to be a no-brainer. It does seem to be political, and it is a reason that many people, when you listen to that fellow explain the situation, how much oil is in Canada, how much we're getting from them, why are we doing business with the Middle East at all? Why is the price of gasoline up 30 cents in the past 2 or 3 weeks, mostly because of the fear of what may happen in Iran? And meanwhile, we tell the people in Canada you can sell your oil to somebody else. Hello, who's on the reality page there? 800-510-8255. Speaking of reality, number 8 is the hearing that was held this week. Fast and Furious, once again, front and center. Here's host Jeff Katz with Jared Halpin reporting on the Fast and Furious hearings.
What's going on with Mr. Holder and the Fast and the Furious?
Well, I mean, he's back in front of Daryl Issa. It's, you know, it's almost mundane and routine at this point, isn't it? The number of times that he's been called up to testify in front of some form of a congressional committee on the heels of a lawsuit filed by the family of that killed Border Patrol agent, Brian Terry. I think they filed something like a $25 million wrongful death suit
mm-hmm.
against the federal government. That's not the point of this hearing, but I assure you we'll be hearing about it at this hearing.
Yeah. Well, I believe that Eric Holder could stop going to the Hill if at some point he would answer honestly in one of these hearings. That's just me.
What do you think he's lied about?
I think he's lied about everything from the word go. I think he's
okay.
I think he's up to his eyeballs in this gun running stuff, and I think it's shameful. And I think the president, if the president really was blissfully unaware of this, should turn to Mr. Holder and say, "You know what? You got to go."
Well, I don't think that's going to happen today.
No, I don't think it's going to happen either. I'm just.
But I mean, it sort of speaks to the point of, you know, how many times now is this that, you know, a congressional committee has called Eric Holder to testify.
Yeah.
And of all those times, how has it sort of played out the exact same way?
Yeah.
So at what point do you, you know, if the claim is that Eric Holder isn't cooperating and isn't answering questions,
right?
Why do you keep bringing him forward to, you know, is it for your own?
Well, let me.
Yeah, I mean, you know,
Jared.
I mean, there's a lot of grandstanding here. Is my point,
Jared? Let me ask you a question. How much does it cost them to send a subpoena to Eric Holder?
Very little, I imagine.
All right.
It's a lot of staff research, but, I mean, those guys have to work anyway.
Yeah, and every time he shows up, are there not contingents of television cameras and people like you and me talking about it?
Fox News and many other media outlets will have all eyes on it.
Well, there we go. We have our answer, my friend.
I agree.
Yeah.
Listen, I mean, it's going to be a show, right?
Of course it is.
I just don't know how much we're going to learn about the operation that we haven't already heard.
There it is, Fast and Furious, one of the most unpopular of all the members of the Obama administration, the story of Attorney General Eric Holder. 800-510-8255. We get a chance to squeeze a caller in here or two as we move on to number 9 and number 10. It's 15 before the hour on the countdown.
In honor of Black History Month, Macy's and the Romare Bearden Foundation celebrate the 100th birthday of the African-American artist, innovator, and visionary, Romare Bearden. Join us at select Macy's locations nationwide for inspiring events that showcase his artwork and celebrate his legacy. Check your local newspapers or visit Macy's.com/celebrate for locations and details. Join us as we celebrate Black History Month. That's the magic of Macy's.
This is the biggest play of your life. You trained for this. You were born for this. During the ultimate football experience at Sears, buy a TV online, and it will only take 5 minutes to pick it up in store. No overtime. Just 5 minutes to walk out with the biggest screen the big game has ever seen.
This week at Sears, save $1,400 on a Sony 55-inch 3D LED TV. Only $1,499.88.
See store for details. Prices may vary in Alaska and Hawaii. Sale ends February 4th, 2012.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
Attention diabetics using the prescription drug Actos. CBS News reported that Actos has been pulled from the market in Germany and France as it was linked to bladder cancer. If you or a loved one have used the prescription drug Actos and are suffering from bladder cancer, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free case evaluation and to find out your legal rights, call 800-253-4207 today. If you or a loved one used the prescription drug Actos, time is limited to file a claim. Act now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-253-4207. That's 800-253-4207. Call now for a free, no-cost case evaluation. 800-253-4207.
The attorney responsible for this advertisement is Carrie L. Steigerwalt. Admitted in California, office address 4350 Executive Drive, Suite 150, San Diego, California, 92121. Cases may be referred to or independently handled by separate local counsel for principal responsibility.
Hey there, you've reached Claire. Leave me a message.
Claire, it's Anne. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all natural one. Ambrin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambrin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambrin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Ambrin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Ambrin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply. Free. Call 1-800-654-6449. That's 1-800-654-6449. 1-800-654-6449.
The Super Bowl hype. Here's host Joe Galuski.
So what's Frito-Lay up to?
Frito-Lay is returning with Crash the Super Bowl, which is our contest every year that we literally turn the keys to the brand over to our consumers and have them, we choose from creative that they've submitted and aired on the world's biggest stage, the Super Bowl, where people are really excited to see the commercials. And I got to tell you, in the past 6 years we've been doing this, they've finished in the hunt every time.
Now why does Frito-Lay do that? Because, you know, these Super Bowl ads, obviously pretty expensive. A lot goes into them. A lot of these companies spend a lot of their advertising budget on them. Everybody this year apparently talking about this Matthew Broderick commercial. He's reprising his role from the Ferris Bueller movie he did about 25 years ago. But you guys leave it in the hands of the fans with all this competition. Why do you do that?
You know what? The days of broadcasting your message out to folks and expecting them to sit and listen to everything you say are over from a marketing perspective, and it's really about engaging your consumers with the brand, and we couldn't think of a better way to do that than literally hand the keys over to them when Crash Super Bowl comes. And the reason we keep doing it is quite honestly because they do a great job. Like I said, the last 5 or 6 years they've been in the top 5 every year, and we've actually taken the number number one spot on AdMeter two of the last 3 years. So.
And this is because of some of the commercials that the fans put together.
That's absolutely right. Wow. These are all consumer-generated ads that we've been airing.
How many submissions did you get this year?
We got a lot. We got over 6,100 this year, which is up definitely a new record for us. So it's something that keeps growing. And what was surprising to us was we got a few submissions this year with some celebrities in them as well. So the contest is starting to take a life of its own on.
Wow, who were they? Can you mention them?
We had Jenny McCarthy featured in one spot. We had Ed Robertson in another spot. And we had some of the guys from NSYNC in another spot that showed up. And it's interesting because we have no idea that they're coming, and we literally review every ad, and all of a sudden, you know, somebody in the room gets pretty excited when they come across one of those.
So there it is, Super Bowl situation there at number 9. 10 is up next on the countdown.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
We're up to number 10. Those of you who are fans of Soul Train, and lots of people were for a long time, fellow who created it and was the host for a long, long time, Don Cornelius, took his own life this week, and it is number 10. A lot of people who are, we are connected to music, the emotions of music, the fun that music is in our lives. So this was a big deal. Tim Conway Jr. on his radio program talks about the suicide of Don Cornelius.
All right, Don Cornelius, who famously created Soul Train. You know what? A lot of people are not going to believe this, but I used to watch Soul Train at my grandparents' house all the time. It was on, I was in Cleveland back in the 70s, late 60s, early 70s, and watching that Soul Train was a terrific show. Here's a little bit of you, if you're a youngster, you don't know what I'm talking about.
Stripping
them out.
Dance to the music.
Love Soul Train.
Dance to the music.
Oh, Soul Train. You know, it was
the first time I remember when my grandparents, you know, thought, well, it's the young thing that, you know, these young whippersnappers are doing. You know, the first time I had a TV show that I would watch, and my grandparents would be like, turn that crap off. You know, young kids in crazy clothes doing those crazy dances that they do. Well, Don Cornelius, who famously created Soul Train, was found dead in Sherman Oaks, California. It's up the street here. Law enforcement sources tell us that it appears he committed suicide. Yeah. Cops discovered the body around 4 a.m. Cornelius died of a single gunshot wound to the head, and officials believe the wound was self-inflicted, and that's what got him.
All right, so the death of Don Cornelius, killing himself, a lot of things that have been referenced in terms of his health and his life and his divorce and all those things, but still a sad, certainly an icon in American television and the music television stuff especially. It's 56 minutes past the hour. Now it's time for us to go back to some of your calls, those who are thinking about the candidates, thinking about the issues. Here's Carlton in West Virginia who has some pretty poignant thoughts for us to listen to.
Listen, none of the candidates are addressing the issues that are really important to me and to people that I talk to. I'm Tea Party all the way, but I'm not, don't speak for them, but I'm Tea Party all the way. But what we need to do is cut all government agencies by 10% per month until they balance the budget. That'd be one thing. Declare martial law on our southern borders and our southern border and stop the drug trade. And we need to take and totally eliminate IRS and replace it with a user fee. Need to suspend OSHA and EPA for a year and then assess to see if they were worthwhile or not.
All right. Thank you for your thoughts. 800-510-8255. Most important story and callers of the week. Focusing on the primary, the presidential race on the GOP side. David from Georgia is a Ron Paul person.
Hey, I just wanted to point out that Ron Paul's the only candidate up on the stage that has a different position than any of the others, including Obama. He's the only anti-war candidate, and he's the only candidate who wants to restore our civil liberties. Not sure he's going to get the nomination, but I sure am going to support him all the way. And I really think he's the only one who has a different position than Obama, a contrast, so to say. There's no contrast in any of the other candidates.
Mary in New York on Rick Santorum.
My thoughts are I just hope and I pray that Rick Santorum stays in this race and stays strong on what he is telling us. He doesn't compromise his values. He shares a lot of the values of the people of this country, and he doesn't settle. You know, he stands up for what he believes in. And, you know, for once and for all, I hope we don't let the media try to elect the candidate, you know, that we don't want, because they want their values represented. And you know, Rick Santorum is bold, and he really is the contrast to Obama. And I just am hoping and I am praying that people will really look into their hearts and souls and see that Rick Santorum is the one who is telling us that he will get our country back.
FYI, the number one spot on the people list this week, Mitt Romney and Newt Gingrich are tied for that.
Hi, everyone.